Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 397. What's your Avengers superpower? Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. As a reminder, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourselves. Now, on Fridays, I do something a little different. I usually answer your questions, or I play an interview where I'm answering a radio host's questions. If you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com and submit your audio. Or you can always do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And as a bonus, well, first, it makes me happy, so thank you in advance for sending in your questions. I love answering them. And it enters you into small special raffles to win books on the first of every month, which is next week already. So now is a perfect time to send me a question. All right, so if you're skipping around or if you're new to this show, today's episode is a continuation from yesterday. So I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 396. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. What's your Avengers superpower? Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Black Widow's mental flexibility. Black Widow, also known as Natasha Romanova, is often praised for her deadly skills as an assassin, along with her ability to beat the crap out of bad guys even when restrained or under attack. I'm more interested in her mental flexibility, I promise. Whenever the situation changes, she adapts quickly and then crushes her opposition. Have you ever been in the gym and found that the equipment you needed to use was already taken? Or gotten ready to go for a run and realized it was pouring rain, or in the case of Southern California, 97 degrees outside? Did you leave the gym or give up on your run? Did you plan on eating healthy, but on a business trip decided, well, if I can't eat healthy for every meal, might as well eat whatever I want? Suckers look for the slightest excuse to say, dang, can't do my workout today, or looks like I'll have to eat fast food. Avengers prepare for any situation and have plans B and C and D in case plan A falls through. So be like Black Widow. Don't look for excuses to skip your workout and nutrition. Instead, look for solutions. Have a plan in place for every scenario when things don't go according to plan A. It works for MacGyver and it works for Black Widow. If you can't get to the gym, can you do a bodyweight workout at home? If there isn't access to any healthy breakfast options while traveling, can you find some maybe on your phone? Stay agile, like Black Widow. Thor's confident humility. Confident humility? That's an oxymoron, you might be saying right now. I love Thor, as I feel like he's gone through one hell of a transformation on his journey to becoming an integral part of the Avengers. In Thor's first film, his arrogance and naivete get him banished from Asgard and stripped of his power, which is a bummer as Asgard is freaking gorgeous and I even want to live there. Anyways, Thor has to question everything he deemed important, and radically adjust his view of the world, from cocky arrogant demigod to redemption song. Sure, he remained strong and confident, but it was his humility and questioning of his deeply held beliefs that gave him a chance to regain his power and become worthy again. Although he's surrounded by mere mortals, he's learned to exist among them, including a love of coffee. Like Thor, we all have beliefs we hold deep within us. When somebody questions those beliefs, it can shake us to our core and cause us to put up our defense mechanisms. So be like Thor. When it comes to getting healthy, we're all fighting decades worth of conventional wisdom that has cemented itself in your brain. If we're trying to do something different with our life, social pressure might make it hard to make a big change. So it's time to look at our own deeply held beliefs and question everything, a rule of the rebellion. Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? Maybe, maybe not. Do I need to avoid eggs because of cholesterol? Maybe, maybe not. Is eating a diet full of fat going to make me fat? Not necessarily. As a female, will lifting weights make me bulky? Nope. Hawkeye's phoenix-like redemption. Hawkeye is a deadly marksman with a bow and arrow, one heck of a shot and a valuable member of the Avengers. Unfortunately, in the first Avengers flick, Hawkeye's brain is hijacked by the trickster Loki and is forced to do the bidding of the enemy. During that time, he kills tons of good guy SHIELD agents and struggles internally with the damage he's done. He feels deeply remorseful for those actions, even though he was a puppet with somebody else pulling the strings. This wrecks him. Fortunately for Hawkeye and for the rest of the Avengers and us fans, Hawkeye is set free and gets a chance to redeem himself, bailing out his friends and helping save the world. He can't fix what happened in the past, even though it eats away at him. He can only learn from it and do his best to redeem himself moving forward. I want the same for you. So be like Hawkeye. Be your own redemption story. Regardless of who you were yesterday, today is an opportunity to change, to atone, to redeem. If you've been a bad friend or a bad husband or a bad daughter or a bad team member, you can't fix yesterday. You can, however, fix what you're doing right now and change your actions moving forward. It's time for you to show the world what you are capable of and make your contribution. As they say, it's never too late to be what you might have been. If yesterday you were a 400-pound, unemployed, unhappy person, today you have an opportunity to start day one of a new life. Sure, you might be 400 pounds and unemployed today, but the difference is that today is a step towards superhero status, and tomorrow, anything is possible. You just listened to part two of the post titled, What's Your Avengers Superpower? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I just love how motivating this post was. I feel like I can accomplish anything right now. And Steve's suggestions of having a plan B, C, and even a plan D is right on the money. Look, I'm human, and so there are days when I get up and I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym and have to deal with all those people and the parking and make that extra trip. I just wish I could do something at home. So what I have is a bunch of at-home exercises that I can do. It's like this list of exercises I can do at home with no special equipment, meaning there's no excuse for me to not be able to do these exercises. So when I don't feel like going to the gym and seeing all those people and fighting for parking and fighting for equipment, I have a plan B. I often go to the gym with a workout in mind. I'm like, I'm going to do this today. I'll get there and the machines are taken. That's happened so many times, I've learned to have a plan B workout in my head. If that part of the gym or those machines are taken or are busy, I already have a plan B that I can go to. No excuses. All right, once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your audio question. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that's it for Tuesday's episode. Thank you for listening as always, and thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.